Hey, Glass, I'm doing great. Beautiful walk over today with this. It's just a lovely spring day, you know. So, and I, you know, I just love listening to all the sports coverage that WGCL has. You know, this is the best time of year for sports, in my opinion. It all gets started with the Super Bowl. Then we get the Daytona 500.
That's right.
And we kind of, which happened yesterday, then we get into spring training and baseball, March Madness, and then you got the Kentucky Derby.
With the Masters before that. Let's get the Masters.
I mean, my goodness, it's just chock full. It's like a cornucopia of sports. And so if you're like me, this is a great time of year. The weather starts warming up. And, you know, it's a great time of year for the Chamber of Commerce, too. It's good weather is good for business. I can tell you that.
Absolutely. And I knew that. I was out Friday and Saturday this weekend, and it was an absolute mess in a good way. There were people everywhere. And now Friday was not great. Friday was cold and it was still busy. And then Saturday was an absolute show. I had a good friend in from out of town, and she told me the hotel prices she had. There should be plenty in that that tax fund to build a convention center if those are the rates on these busy weekends. That is absolutely for sure. And then yesterday, obviously, the women's game, you had a big people going out to watch that because they couldn't get in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. So all of this works out very nicely. But you were busy last week as well. Before we even got to the weekend, Governor Holcomb came to town, and you had, what, 800, 900, 1,000 people at the Monroe Convention Center?
I wish the convention center was that big enough to be able to accommodate that.
There's your softball. There's your softball.
One of these days we're going to get there. But we did have over 450 people in attendance, and it was just a spectacular event. It was so nice to be able to host Governor Holcomb, state's top elected leader, here with the chamber membership, and it was just a great program. We had heard a lot of excellent remarks from speakers. We had President of Cook Group Pete Yonkman was there making remarks. President Pamela Witten of Indiana University was there providing remarks, and then she moderated the question and answer session with Governor Holcomb. And it was just really nice. You know, it's been since 2017 that Governor Holcomb has been in Bloomington for an event with the chamber or otherwise. I think he was out in Ellettsville last year, but, you know, it was nice to have him back in Bloomington. And I've got to say, you know, the remarks that we heard, I don't know if you listened to the recording of this or for those who weren't there at the event, Pete Yonkman had some very moving words to say at that event that really spoke to some of the challenges that we're facing here in the community and the things that we need to do to overcome it and to move forward. And so I thought he really, you know, I hate to say this, and no discredit to the governor, but I thought, you know, president of Cook Medical, Pete Yonkman, almost stole the show. It was some really great remarks that he gave. And, of course, it's always great to hear President Witten speak and what the priorities are of Indiana University. And they've got such a commitment to economic development and their research and student success. And to hear all of that formula kind of put out there by her and her team of leaders at IU. I'm just, you know, really, really excited for the future of Bloomington and what we've got going on here.
Chamber President and CEO is Eric Spoonmore. He's our guest this afternoon. And I guess the point you made is excellent. Governor Holcomb can only help so much. We're one of 92 counties he has to have in his best interest. But as Pete Yonkman was putting it, well, we kind of know what we have to do around here, so let's do it.
Exactly right. You know, we've got a lot of challenges that, for whatever reason, we just have not been able to address in a meaningful way in terms of housing, in terms of our criminal justice system and some of the challenges that we're seeing with the jail right now. You know, with our convention center, another example of, you mentioned it before, the food and beverage tax generating a lot of money for the express purpose of expanding our convention center, and since 2018, since we've been collecting it, just can't seem to figure out a way to get it done. Although I am optimistic about that, you know, it's going to take a little bit more time, but, you know, just some really good examples of things that, you know, we as a community should be able to kind of rally around and be able to find the solutions for it and just work together. And I think that's the message that that Mr. Yonkman was sending, and I was so glad to hear those words said at that event, that we had many locally elected officials there. I can't believe how many locally elected officials joined us for that event. So it's great to see the local leaders wanting to get involved with the chamber and listen to what's going on. And so, you know, for them to hear a lot of that, I thought was really great.
Excellent. And the governor in general, we know he's not going to be it after the next time around. He is in his final term. Is that something you want to have annually, every 5 years? How often? Or we know not every governor does 8 years. How often do you like to have the leader of the state, as often as possible?
Well, it'd be nice. And I, you know, the governor only has limited time,
right.
And I think you know, they obviously want to. They get a lot of requests from chambers of commerce around the state, as well as, you know, many organizations. And so, it is kind of a challenge being able to wedge those events into a very busy schedule. But we were just delighted that he was able to find time to come to Bloomington and talk about, you know, what his priorities are. You know, how he sees the upcoming, or the current legislative session kind of shaping up.
And obviously the other prong of this would be Pamela Whitten, the Indiana University president as well. How important is the relationship with, obviously, Indiana University, Bloomington, and Monroe County? I know that it's not contingent on anything, but y'all have to work together, right?
Oh, yeah. It's extraordinarily important relationship. And President Whitten has been, you know, such a great partner to the chamber, has been to multiple events that we have put on just in this last year. And so, you know, she's got, and the whole leadership team there have a real commitment to economic development and, you know, responsible growth. We've got some real opportunities here in this part of the state that I think President Whitten really understands, and IU is central to all of that. You look at Crane to the south, you look at this corridor that we have with I-69 that now essentially stretches from Crane all the way up to Indianapolis, and then Indiana University's right there. And we've got the mill here in Bloomington, and there's so much that we can leverage to really grow and create jobs and just really improve the quality of life in this part of the state. And, you know, I think all of the key players, you know, whether it is Cook and some of our large employers and Indiana University and government, you know, hopefully they are all kind of understanding the great potential that we have here. And so we're excited for it. I think it's really kind of a special opportunity for us.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. Besides Holcomb being like 6'6", anything else surprise you about him?
very nice man, and spent a lot of time with us. You know, usually when you're with those, you know, higher level politicians, they come in at the last minute, they leave as soon as they can. That is not the case with him at all. He was there earlier than what we expected him, and he stayed later than what we thought he was going to do. And, you know, he had so many people wanting to talk with him and taking pictures with him. It was just, you know, very refreshing to see such a down-to-earth, you know, politician there who was really, you know, just having a nice conversation with President Whitten and answering some important questions that our residents and people in the state of Indiana are interested in. So, but yes, very tall. He made me look extremely short in the pictures. I was like, wow. That, yeah. yeah, it was a nice event for sure.
Well, another big event that's coming up this week we want everybody to be aware of is the Bloomington Home Show, the Building Association of South Central Indiana. Baski. Well, they put this on annually. It's at the warehouse, 1525 mm-hmm. South Rogers. Everybody knows where that's at. You'll have your big to-do for all of your members coming up on Thursday night. It's the lovely business after hours. But, hey, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, free and open to the public.
Yep. VIP night on Thursday. It's our business after hours event in partnership with Baski, the Builders Association. This is always a really fun event. For members to come out to, On Thursday, we do a lot of prizes and giveaways and raffles and so forth. And it's just kind of a sneak peek for our members to get in there and see, you know, what's going to be presented over the next 3 days for the home show. So, you know, I encourage everybody in the community to go out to the home show. If you can't make it as a member on Thursday night, definitely get out there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is really a cool event. Lots of great local small businesses to go check out there. A lot of them are chamber members, and all are working hard to make Bloomington a better place.
Eric Spoonmore, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, joins us. And there he is on the old internet, wielding his scissors. You were busy last week cutting some ribbons. I know that. I know the chicken salad chick opened her doors, and we had a redo at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts of the job is cutting the ribbon. And so we were able to do that with two of our local businesses last week. So Thursday was a really busy day. We had the governor's lunch, and then at 4:30, we had the big Hilton Garden Inn open house and ribbon cutting over there. So that was a lot of fun. Chicken Salad Chick, know a lot of people are really excited about the opening of that restaurant here in Bloomington out on the east side. Go check them out. Food is delicious, by the way, absolutely delicious. So it was a windy morning on Wednesday, though. We were dealing with some sound issues on our microphone.
That'll happen.
Everything that was coming through this time of year, but definitely go out and check out Chicken Salad Chick. Food is great, and they've got this cult-like following, so go check them out for sure.
It's one of those things. It's great to make at home if you have all the ingredients, but you never do. So just stop
right
by it.
It's, you know, a sandwich. Am I the only one who thinks a sandwich always tastes better when somebody else makes it?
Anything it is. Just about. I'm with you. It's the same thing.
Right.
If I make something, that's all right. If my wife makes it, it's great, but she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm with you. 100%, man, 100%. So good to see the Hilton Garden Inn getting a relift as well. Busy this week with the home show, but you're going to be busy next. There's no off weeks. You don't get a chance to go on vacation or anything fun. You have to go, and a good thing, next Thursday, that'll be March 2nd. Believe it or not, you'll be at Ivy Tech, and that's your big Educator of the Year program.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a busy time of year, but these are fun events. You know, when you're having fun, it takes the work out of it. And so, you know, at 5:30, we'll be at Ivy Tech Shreve Hall on Thursday. And I believe that's when the doors open, 5:30. 6 p.m.
Yes.
is when the program will start. And if it's okay with you, I would like to just announce who those award winners are going to be, because I think it's important that, you know, we give them as much recognition as possible. So
fire away. Amen.
Yeah.
I can't put the graphic on the screen, buddy. It's all you.
Right. So at Bloomington. So these are the Outstanding Educator Awards that will be bestowing on March 2nd, and Bloomington High School South, Shanice John, she's a special education community-based teacher, and then we've got a kindergarten teacher at Unionville Elementary, Laura Lucas, and at Bloomington High School South, Dr. Kristen Milks, she's an AP Biology Earth Space Science teacher. Much smarter than I am.
I was going to say, we've never met for...
At Edgewood Primary School, we have Stacy Pye. She's a Journeys teacher there. And then we have Rebecca Pittman. She's a Title I interventionist at Edgewood Intermediate School. And Megan Stelly, she's a geometry teacher and assistant unified track coach at Edgewood High School. And Robin Taft, she's a PE and health teacher at Edgewood High School. And then Greg Valenta, engineering and architecture teacher at Hoosier Hills Career Center. You know, when I was in high school, we didn't have any engineering and architecture
to
study. So it's really cool that students at MCC have exposure to these educators and these teachers that you know, are able to provide them with some great life skills and experiences in school. And then we have the Leading Light Award. That goes to the Marching Mustangs at Edgewood High School. If you followed them last year, wow, what a extraordinary accomplishment they had. So we're excited to be able to celebrate them at the Educator of the Year ceremony. And then the big one is the Lifetime Achievement Award. And this goes to Dr. Deborah Prinkert, the Assistant Superintendent of Elementary Education at MCCSC. And, you know, we heard Governor Holcomb talk about this even when he was here in town the other day at the event. Everybody has those teachers in their life that you remember forever. And, you know, for me, teachers are just, they're capable of changing lives. And these awardees are truly leading the way to ensure that Monroe County students are inspired and equipped with all the skills that are necessary to achieve success in today's workforce. And so we're just, you know, really, really honored and proud to be able to honor them at the Educator of the Year event. And hope everyone can come out. We've got good seats still available. They're starting to sell quickly. But go to our website, chamberbloomington.org. Go to the events page. You'll be able to register for those for that event. Would love to have as many people out there as possible for this celebration.
Excellent, my friend. Put me down for March 6th. We got too many things. We can't get to it all. We're just going to have you on every other week. There's just no way around it. I'm sorry.
Sounds good to me.
And if you don't want to do it, I know sometimes you get busy as well. Send somebody else. We're great. But just having this connection to the community and all the things that are going on, it's too valuable. We can't do it once a month. We got to be more proactive on this. So let's do Monday the 6th, too.
Yeah, sounds good. I look forward to it and always appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat with you and with your listeners. And so thanks for everything, Glass. Really appreciate it.